You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
OneOfUs.net has been your one-stop shop for all things geek for years. But there's a side to them many of you have never heard. The subscription side. Subscribe and listen to great podcasts like The Breakfast Pub, The Original Gentleman, and the Watch a Movie With Us series. Head on over to OneOfUs.net and don't forget your towel.
Thinking this was going to be the Flair Witch, like, because he was all like, I don't understand, there were no musical numbers in this. Where's all the dancing?
I mean, she stepped up her A game in this, though.
Oh, you mean the Cher project? The Cher Witch project?
Yes, exactly. No, she absolutely did. She's like, oh, you thought that was my best in that old 90s film. Here, I'm going to show you the real shit.
Well, she did as much as she could in this one, I guess. Unless they would let her.
Yeah, sis. Film definitely needed more rhinestones.
She's a more compelling character of the film,
actually. Yeah. I don't agree with that.
A franchise monster, you got a lot to live up to. I mean, there's a lot of them out there.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking about Cher still? I'm not even sure.
Yeah. I thought that was the reveal at the end, that Cher is the Blair Witch.
Witches of Eastwick, right? That's what she's
the witches, yeah. The Blair Witches of Eastwick.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's a prequel to that.
In the end, Jack Nicholson shows up and fucks the witch. Oh. Yeah, we're talking about Blair Witch, which is the carefully hidden for a long time and shockingly successfully so. Sequel to the Blair Witch Project from 1999, which was in and of itself was definitely a game changer, whether you hated it, like I did, or you totally loved it, like a lot of people did. Mm-hmm. There's no denying it was a giant game changer in horror.
It created a subgenre in horror.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and it ended the kind of the 90s kind of scream craze that was going on at the time.
It did.
Yeah.
I was actually a huge fan of that when that came out. I had never seen anything found footage before. Mm. So, I mean, a week before that movie and a week after that movie, I was just like, wait, maybe? Is this, could it? I mean, really? But, yeah.
And you saw him at the MTV Movie Awards.
I saw him at the MTV Movie Awards. Ruined everything.
Yeah. I was one of those people who rented every horror movie that came into our store, and it was a local indie store, so I'd seen the British movie The Last Broadcast, which preceded this for found footage. Thank you very much.
Oh, nice.
But
it was an American production, Chris, so it doesn't matter.
Not the greatest film.
Junior High Kyle is so burned right now.
But you got the sense that even watching it back then, I was 17, starting senior year when it came out. And you got the sense that, oh, this is never going to be, they can never, like, replicate this.
Well,
in terms of, like,
hundreds of thousands of people have tried
since.
They've
tried, bless their hearts, but they've, you know.
The found footage thing turned into a genre that won't go away, despite the fact everyone said, well, this will last for a year or two, and everyone will
But it can be done.
That sort of, like, buzz or impact.
Well,
or,
it's the buzz, obviously, was, the genius of The Blair Witch was not the movie. It was the setup ahead of time of convincing everyone in a world where people just weren't used to found footage films. Really
people didn't really use the internet
There was no
yet.
Such thing. Yeah. They were like, seeing these reports that this was like a true story, that this was real stuff, and more people than not went into that movie thinking this was actually really found.
Sci-Fi Channel actually did a documentary about the movie where they were like, yeah, this is all real. And then I'm like, oh, this is a Sci-Fi Channel, but maybe?
Yeah. That question going in.
Yeah. And, you know, you watch it, and honestly, nothing actually happens that is like, you know, where a scientist would look at it and go, oh, I call bullshit. You're just like, okay, it's just a bunch of people standing around, really, and running and being scared. You never see anything. And that was why I think that affected a lot of people, because it was like, well, maybe it is real.
Yeah.
But I unfortunately knew ahead of time that it decided
it had to be that way. Otherwise, they would not have made like a fraction of what it.
Yeah, agreed. But that was genius. No question. Yeah. Now, the problem is, obviously, Book of Shadows, Blair Witch 2.
That's the true sequel, Chris.
The totally different group of people who made it and were like, no, we need to make a movie that appeals to people who hate found footage and want to see more boobies.
That was like a fan fiction movie if there ever was one.
I'm not even sure how it related to the first movie, really.
It was a bunch of, like, you know, fan, you know, Blair Witch fans.
I think geographically they were in the same place.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
But now, like all these years later, they finally were like, okay, we really should go back and give this film a proper sequel. In fact, it came from a conversation between Adam Wingard, the director of this new one, Simon Barrett, the writer, and the original maker, Eduardo Sanchez, at Sundance, when Wingard and Barrett were promoting VHS 2, which they had one of the shorts in.
Yeah.
It was their only other previous thing messing with found footage. And they were like, you guys seriously never going to make another Blair Witch film? I mean, like, that you know, brand is still, like, everybody knows what it is. You're not going to touch that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some years later, we finally get this. Where you're like, okay, now you don't have the advantage of anyone thinking this is real. You have the disadvantage of thousands of copycat films and other found footage films, some of which have been good, most of which have not.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you do to follow that up with that's actually going to be scary? And I think that we all came to the different conclusions on whether or not they were successful. I know what these guys thought, Kyle and Chris. Frank, I didn't talk to you after, so I'm not sure where you fall.
I was really impressed. Well, first of all, I can just say that I've never seen a movie that was so suffering under the weight of, like, its predecessor, like this movie was.
Except maybe The Phantom Menace.
Except, yeah. By a hair.
The Force Awakens.
Although I do like the premise. I thought the premise was really just the most, you know, natural and organic way if they're going to do a sequel.
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems like they were like, you can't put too much thought into this because otherwise it's not even going to feel like a Blair Witch movie. Whereas like the second one, which felt nothing like the first one in any way,
shape,
or form.
Totally capitalizing on the craze. It came out a year after.
Yeah. And this one, you know, I mean, with a few changes, it would be a reboot.
Yes, you know, it really would.
But what you've got is James Donahue, the very younger brother of Heather Donahue.
They mentioned that. They make that
point. Main character in the first film.
Once or twice.
Yeah.
It's like, he's all grown up now. He's in his 20s, and he's hot documentary filmmaker. Mm. He's like documenting his obsession with his sister and what happened to her all those years ago in Burkittsville, Maryland, when she disappeared in the woods. And he's gotten her and two old friends who are black, so, you know, they're not going to be in here for very long.
But they're funny, Chris, so that makes it all better, right?
to go, he's really good at football.
The chick, though, she hung out for a long time. Yeah. I was impressed.
Well, let's not give Danny spoilers.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I was just kidding more than anything. But, to go say, okay, we're going to go out there, we're going to film, we're going to take a trip, and, like, some people had uploaded a video online, that was a Darknet 666 was his internet name.
Yeah.
That was like reportedly, you know, footage of like inside the forest. And they're like, oh, where'd you get this from? It's like, well, actually, we found the tapes, you know, just like the original tapes had been found.
Yeah.
So they go to meet them, and it's kind of a indie redneck guy and his girlfriend, like a punk rock redneck, I guess. Because
it was really hard to nail down their political affiliation.
They're like rejects from Green Room or something.
Like Confederate flag on the wall, but her hair is purple, and I'm just like, I don't know.
It's color. So did they change clothes throughout the film too?
Well, it got dirtier as it went around.
Like blonde, blue, purple.
She's the Blair Witch.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, okay, we'll show you where we found the tapes in the woods, but you have to let us come with you on this trip, which they're all like,
Which, you know, honestly, don't blame them.
No, not
fucking
not
weird people when you first meet them.
Anybody who's hanging a Confederate flag in their house
is
suspect.
Oh, yeah, that's a great, funny moment in the film. And not to interrupt you, but what this film does so well is the characters. To me, I thought they were well-written, and they were fun. And when bad stuff happened to them, I actually cared and was, oh, no, not that guy.
Well, you're really interrupting me because that's as much of the plot as
exactly. And they go,
basically turns into the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And things start slowly going wrong.
Yeah. And it's unlike the previous movie. Again, stuff fucking happens.
Horrible. Eventually.
Eventually. But here's the thing. Even parts when it's like, you know, quote unquote, slower, I like getting to know all these characters.
Yeah,
they feel like friends. Whereas in the first film, they're just random teenagers. Well, where's the map? I kicked the map into the river. No, you fucking didn't. You know, there's never a moment. Well, okay, there is one moment in the film where a character does something dumb. But for the most part, I was so blown away by it. And this is coming from somebody who does not like found footage for the most part. Like, I like Cloverfield. I like Troll Hunter 2. That's about it. With this, and I hate the Blair Witch, but with this, I was just so impressed by it, and I went in with the lowest expectations.
So Chris is clearly the one who liked it the most.
I really, really enjoyed it.
Man, I hate to be this guy, but I could not disagree more with you right now.
Okay.
I mean, especially with the characters. I felt like a lot of the characters were pretty one-dimensional. You had, like, the crazy guy, the crazy girl. You had the two friends that came along who were just like, oh, let's go in the woods. Ooh, we don't want to be in the woods anymore.
And just, for good reason.
Well, that's true. But
and immediately, as soon as something creepy happens, they're like, fuck, we're getting out of here. Where the other people are like, oh, no, we're going to keep blood.
Yeah, you gotta say it was the sensible black people who were like, I've seen horror movies. Yes. Let's fucking leave.
But if it wasn't, let's get out of here, it's all just...
I can understand like why the black guy was there. That was his childhood friend.
I got the feeling she was,
that was
too.
His significant other.
Yeah, I thought it was significant other, but they insinuated she had known him, too, since he was
they're all, you know, friends.
Actually, if I have to say, now that might be getting too much into spoiler territory, but no, like, I really was looking for the story to do something kind of new and original. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of The Guest, which is the same two guys.
Same writer.
Oh my gosh, The Guest is amazing. And I was like, they're going to take this and they're going to just make it in this.
I'm actually kind of with you on that in that I was kept waiting. Well, okay, I'll save this first, just to go back to Chris's point.
Yeah.
I generally agree with you.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think they were the greatest characters of all time in horror movie or anything.
Compared to the ones that we got.
I thought they were
wildly
more
yes.
Yeah, wildly more likable. Plus, I like that there was just a huge variety of video equipment this time and all these different things. And they made great care to show how and why, when weird angles or things were happening, what the practical reason was for those that being filmed.
And why they're holding the camera, because they have these little cameras they put on their ear.
Yeah.
And so they're not like, why would you run with the camera going all around? It's like, it makes sense that it'd be in
your ear. But, this thing finally goes from, what's that? There's a noise. There's another noise. Yeah. That was creepy. That was creepy, too, but it's probably nothing. When it finally goes from that into the third act, which is really where it becomes like the movie we were hoping the original Blair Witch Project would become, where it was like, oh, God, there's shit everywhere. Stuff's happening. it picks up a lot, but I agree with Kyle in the sense that, like, it never really breaks away from the boundaries of the found footage genre in the way that, or even, like, it borrows very heavily from other well-known and loved found footage films.
Well, it takes stuff from, like, not just found footage films, but, you know, there was, like, the Exorcist tribute in there, there was, like, Cloverfield, there was Interstellar.
I didn't see Interstellar.
Oh, yeah, where they're up in the attic. God, that did have kind of an Interstellar feel
to it.
Like,
oh,
where he's stuck in the walls.
It's been like 5 days since I've seen you.
I mean, the main two, I thought, influences here were Wreck, definitely, because, yes, we do, in fact, see the Blair Witch. And guess what? I wouldn't be shocked at all if it was the same weird actor guy they had in the movie Wreck, who's like this 9 foot tall.
Oh yeah, I didn't think about that
until
you just said it. But yeah, you're absolutely right.
I would not be shocked if they tracked that dude down.
So what they did is they took the last 5 minutes. I'm sorry.
And then The Descent. There's a whole sequence in here that is definitely like, I don't like claustrophobia.
who does? You know? But I was gonna say, you know, Wreck, they just took the last 5 good minutes of that movie. It's like, okay, well, I'm not a big fan of Wreck.
I think the whole movie Wreck is great, personally. I'd say I would take that over this movie.
SWAT team can't handle kid zombies? Come on. What are you doing?
But they're not really just zombies in Wreck, to be fair.
Well, magic, whatever.
They're more demons.
Spoiling Wreck.
Still.
Okay, fair enough.
But I will say that I think it's nothing about it doesn't work here. It's just maybe I was expecting more than just stuff that came from other films.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I think that people who haven't watched all those other movies are going to, and just are big, maybe are just big fans of the original too, will go, wow, this is really cool and really scary.
Like, it's very well done for the art form.
Yeah, I kept waiting for it to switch gears into something that is like I saw one critic said, this is a game changer for horror. And I'm not sure how he sees that. It's because it's not really. It's certainly a decent found footage film. At least I thought so. But it's not making me go, This is gonna change everything the way the first film did. While still saying, once again, the first film sucked and this is better.
Mm-hmm. I guess if I have any complaints, because, you know, I personally I really like the characters, but there was one moment in the film where it's just like such a, why do you do that? You deserve what's going to happen to you in the next few seconds.
Just one moment?
No, just in particular, well, you know. They play,
there were a couple.
Yeah, well, there's one big one I'm thinking, you shouldn't do that. And you kind of expect it. But the other thing I like about the movie, it incorporates other genres of horror film, particularly my favorite, which is body horror. There's a segment where it's just like, because that's the thing, where they really up, like I said, they up the ante with the Blair Witch's powers, where she's doing all kinds of stuff, where she's manipulating time, she's kind of, I don't know what to say, but she's kind of like influencing people in a way to do certain things.
But is that and, sort of like taking, you know, exploring her powers, or just like clutching at other sort of, you know, genre tropes?
I mean, I don't think that there's anything particularly wrong with that if it's done well. That's the thing. Look, I've always said, Quentin Tarantino, his entire career is based on copying other films.
Yeah.
But we all fucking praise him. All the critics can't get enough of him, for the most part. You know.
Yeah, but those are all taken from little films no one but Tarantino has ever seen.
Sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who haven't seen, you know, Rack.
To be fair, yeah, exactly. How many people have seen The Descent? I mean, yeah, that movie came out quite a while ago.
I mean, a lot of horror fans have seen both of those movies.
And that's the audience for this movie.
But that's the thing, is that, well, like, this is getting a wide release as opposed to those films.
Yeah. Well, no, I think the audience for this movie, they were going to see the Saw movie years ago, just recently, the Paranormal Activity films.
Yeah.
These are people who want to be scared in the theater. And I think this movie does that. It scares you. Like, if you go into it and you, you know, put on your plausible deniability cap and aren't a jerk like I was, like, you'll get scared by this. And I think the people who are looking for a movie next month, you know, they're gonna go see this and have a good time.
Yeah, I think mass audiences on the whole will enjoy this. I think harder core horror fans will more or less come down where I'm sitting and go like, yeah, it's all right. Nothing wrong with it. It's not going to be on my all-time greatest list or anything, but I think there's going to be a lot of people like you, Kyle, too, who are just like, they've seen just enough horror to go, I kept waiting for you to show me something I haven't seen already, you know? But Frank, you've said the least during this review, so I'll let you start your final thoughts here.
Okay, I actually want to go last, but all right, I'll start. you know, I remember, I was 17 when the first movie came out, and I remember it being so incredibly polarizing then, and still to this day, so incredibly polarizing. And I think this one's going to be the same thing between horror fans and non-horror fans. I think, you know, true to horror fans are going to see, you know, this reference, that reference. They might like the atmosphere, but I think this is for people, you know, strictly for non-genre fans. I will say, however, that there is a found footage film that did come out this year that no one's going to see. It played at Fantasia Fest. It's called Therapy. It's a French movie, and it does found footage in a way that does revitalize the genre and take it to another level. And it was one film that was, the whole classic watching it through your fingers thing. So please go see Therapy. I'm sorry, I'm plugging that movie shamelessly.
Did you go to Fantasia?
No, I covered it via
Sent you links.
Yeah,
we covered a few links from the screening room too. Yeah. I didn't see that one.
But as far as this one goes, it does amp up toward the end once they get into the house, once the witch makes her various appearances. But ultimately, I give it 2 drones stuck in a tree.
Okay.
Out of 10.
Wow. So you really didn't like it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, then I guess we'll mix it up and let Herman go next.
Look, here's the thing. Say I wanted low expectation. Maybe it's not so true. I'm a big fan of Adam Wingard. I thought The Guest, that's probably one of my favorite movies in just the last few years. I really enjoyed Your Next. And with Blair Witch, I'm just like, I was just so impressed by it. Like, from the characters, which are so likable, from the different, like, genres of horror they incorporated into the film. I thought the scares, are there jump scares in it? Sure, but found footage just typically has that. I mean, that's a common trope found in the genre. If it didn't have jump scares, what's the fucking point of just like, there's the monster, you know.
I don't know. You got...
Sorry.
No. It's fine. But it's for me...
There are movies that do it.
It got me. I was, you know, that third act, which it ramps up.
It does.
I was like, oh, my God. I was doing the finger thing and clutching and, you know...
He was.
I start to sweat.
I
start
to sweat.
I do.
He
I rub my forehead.
In his
I thought it was entertaining, but it didn't make me do that.
Oh, I was all about it. And, it, you know, honestly, in a year, which has seen some good horror films, Lights Out, I really liked... Mm-hmm. Saw The Conjuring 2 recently. I was actually impressed by it. Not as good as the first one. Don't Breathe. I like the first third until it fucking just goes off the rails.
Still don't understand why.
The writer and director, I guess, were eating paint chips when during that part of the film.
Every time someone mentions that film, I need to see that.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, Blair Witch, this is probably my favorite horror film of the year so far.
Wow.
And yeah, if anything,
Kyle's face.
Yeah. Grumpy Gus.
Worst
movie ever.
But yeah, there are some moments where the ending I wasn't too hot on, even before the ending they did something really smart with the cameras. I'm like, oh, that's cool, and it's like a reference to Greek mythology. It's like, oh, this is, I love it.
Yes.
Not to spoil anything, but you'll know when you see it. But yeah, and then there's occasionally some characters make some dumb decisions, particularly one which I'm thinking you fucking deserve what happened to you right after that. But
what that is.
But for me, I'd give it 9 out of 10 saggy witch boobs. They are saggy.
All right. In case you can't tell, not as big a fan of it. If you ask me about good found footage films in the genre, I think of District 9 as far as like the pacing of a movie like that, or Cloverfield. Like, these are movies where like they were saying before, like, I feel like they pushed the genre. And this Adam Wingard and Barrett. I imagine they had a million really cool and out there ideas for where to take this franchise. But it is a franchise, and I think they're probably limited in a lot of respects. At least doing something that tapered away too far from the original beats of the first Blair Witch movie, which they do hit a lot of those same beats. The exposition, I feel like, show me, don't tell, look at the camera and tell me, and the rest of my friends. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, for me, this is a scary movie. This is a Halloween movie. I kind of have to give it 2 ratings, if I rate it as far as, something I'd want to, purchase. All right, let's just give it 1 rating. Fine.
No, I want to hear 2 ratings. Go ahead.
Okay. No, if you're looking for a scary movie for Halloween, I'm going to go 7 out of 10% battery life left on my camera. And then
that was good.
if you're like a diehard fan of found footage or just horror in general, yeah, it's probably more of a 20% battery life, 2 out of 10.
This movie is fun with other people. You can't watch it by yourself and enjoy it.
I don't think you would want to.
Well, and also heavy, so you really want to have that pure sound.
So I want to address that as I do my final thoughts. Mm. Really, biggest thing this does better than the first one is that the original one, it was super cheap, including the sound. This one, they were like, we're going to spend some fucking money on the
sound design. That's the other thing. It's brilliant.
Like the most expensive, made to look cheap movie ever.
Yeah.
Like, she wouldn't be carrying around that nice ass camera with her to be getting stuff in the woods.
Hans Zimmer was the monster in the film.
The monster is very loud. And there's a variety of sound effects that they edited into the film for effect of creepiness. But it's also to the point that they overuse the sound design because there's all the fake jump scares, which there's 40 of them in the first hour. God. Constantly. And they're all like, oh, you're standing next to me. These jump scares. Not even front ones.
They called it
all bam, slam, loud. Loudness, and you're like, guys, you're overusing the sound design thing on those. Mm-hmm. It got to where I was like, by the time it finally started being stuff that was creepy, I was like, yeah, you've already sort of played your hand on the using scary loud booms for effect, and so it's not as scary now. Mm-hmm. But I agree with parts of what everybody's saying here. I definitely think I like these characters a lot more. I definitely think that the scares are existent.
They're there.
Yeah, there's actual scares. I think the last third, while borrows heavily, certainly almost too heavily from a lot of other sources, it still is effective in and of itself within the context of this film. It's just, I guess I was expecting maybe a little bit more than what we ended up getting here at the end. I was like, yeah, it was good. I didn't think it was anything that as I said, certainly not breaking any new ground. I didn't really generally feel that scared by it. But I did find it interesting to watch. The best stuff these guys are doing has to do with the multiple camera angle stuff. There's a lot of things where there's two cameras facing each other and they're taking full advantage to give us effective use of negative space doing that. It really worked. But, yeah, I mean, this is definitely something that is going to create the desire for another Blair Witch film, which reportedly they're already in early talks about what they want to do next.
How do they do that? The movie hasn't even come out yet. And
because
like,
the reaction, they didn't, box office analysts
it's
are looking
it's a brand. If it scores over 30% on Rotten Tomatoes, they're going to make a sequel.
And it's cheap also to make. It's
That's the biggest reason, as I said earlier, why found footage didn't go away. Because everyone was like, wow, you can make these things fucking cheap as shit.
I would just say, though, the thing about this franchise that is impressive to me is that it each one of the installments are as different as the last, and you know, as different as they can be in a lot of ways.
Yeah, you got two shitty ones and one good one.
I think even people who hate the original hate the second one too.
I
don't think anybody likes the second one.
You know, I hope that if they do make another one and it's these guys who do it, that they do push the story in some way. I mean, off the top of my head, like, what if you were finding footage along the like the movie, and it was somebody who had been videotaping you, and well, it's like, ah, oh, this additional element.
And
like,
I will, as soon as I finish my review, I'll talk spoilers at the end. So
all right,
But I think overall this is a decent movie. I personally like those other horror movies you mentioned more than I, more than I did this one.
Okay,
I'm gonna give it 6 out of 10 pulsing foot wounds.
To like tear down the woods and build a Holiday in there.
Yeah, seriously.
Done with it,
well, so. They will eventually, right? Yeah. You know. But okay, so now on to spoilers. So everyone who doesn't want to hear that, tune out.
Yeah.
We'll say. The one thing I was really expecting for them to do they didn't do that I thought would have been great. They've set up this whole thing, right, where it's like, okay, so time is overlapping there.
Yeah.
The whole point of the movie is he's going to find his sister. Why didn't he find his sister?
That's a good point.
They
actually
should have showed her up, had her show up, digitally de-age her a little bit, and make it where almost no time has passed for her. That would have been amazing.
I got chills this thing.
Right? Exactly. Wouldn't that have been amazing?
They were going to go there, actually.
You know what I think? You know what I think they did? You know what I think the intention was? Mm-hmm. I think that the clip from the very beginning, mm-hmm. they were trying to say that that was them when she runs up the stairs.
Oh, no, it is.
With that. Yeah. And I'm just cop out. Like, if you're going to use that device, fucking use that device.
Go somewhere with it.
Yeah.
That's the thing, because...
Sorry, does anybody else wish that, you know, maybe Heather had become the Blair Witch? Or is it just me?
I mean, there was... I mean, we might have seen Heather in the film.
Yeah, but it's...
But she's something else.
But it's hard to...
Or it's an illusion in the...
But that's what I'm saying, is at that point when you're like, okay, well, this thing
older.
That's shadowed that kind of looks like she was dressed like Heather was, but it's really hard to make out. It's only there for a second. Like, at this point, it doesn't even matter if it was Heather or not. It's just another part of the monster, so it's no real sense of any closure with that Heather thing. Whereas if they had done that, like, midway through the third act, have Heather actually show up and be like, no time has passed, and then they both get it in the neck at the end, I would have been like, now that was a way to amp this sucker up and really tie it back into the first one in a really effective way. But as it is, like I said, it feels more like a reboot that tries to fix all the complaints about the first one than it does a true sequel.
Adds in, like, its own elements, right? Trying to make it its own in a way.
Yeah. I mean, I certainly like the elements from Wreck where they were trying to give it a lot more sense of, like, there is a mythology. Like, they had all this, like, arcane writing on the wall in the house and stuff, you know? So it was a sense that, like, oh, there's definitely a pattern of stuff to the witch. And let me notice at one point there was a shot with, like, I think it was when the girl fell out of the tree, where the camera, the whole upper half turns white, and I could have sworn it was, like, an old witch woodcut image. You know, like, one of those old, like, out of books, from, like Salem and stuff things. And I was like, I could have sworn that was what I just saw.
I thought there was, like, a big troll in the woods, and that's what was making all that noise.
I know, it was like, fucking, the witch must be capable of, like, must have some big fucking feet.
Yeah. I mean, she's, like 9 feet tall in the movie, though. I mean, she's big.
Yeah.
Which I was like, well, and they kind of explain where the one character, the creepy, obsessive guy who's like, it's all real.
Oh, Blaine,
Lane.
Lane.
Yeah.
And he even talks about, like, how the witch supposedly was killed in this really gruesome way where all these villagers tied her, like, up high in a tree and put these weights on her legs and arms. And that kind of explains, you know, why her arms and legs are so long and why she's so fucking tall.
Talk about the guy who gets it in the neck.
Yep.
Quite literally.
But see,
I didn't make that connection until just then. The original movie had a lot more of that stuff, where they were just constantly talking about all those little quirks, like, she did this, and she'd make him stand in the corner.
Kind of had to, I guess.
But they didn't show any of it.
Yeah.
It's just like, she does all this amazing shit. And it's like, no, we're not going to show you.
Yeah.
This one, they're like, they're showing you, again, I like that they upped her power set, where they gave her all these weird things. Again, how she's manipulating time, how she's possessing maybe people to do what she wants, how she's growing like some kind of wood thing inside this.
Yeah, I'm
the
so
one,
disappointed that never body went anywhere.
Yeah, I thought I that. Like, yeah,
the
like,
time thing especially.
That's always like gonna burst out of her stomach or something.
Like,
at the end.
You're like, okay, so the trees are growing inside her and pulsing, right?
Yeah.
And then you do nothing with it. You just abandon it. Like, yeah, she falls out of a tree and dies.
Yeah. Again, which is the dumb moment in the film. I'm thinking, why are you climbing
it's like,
the tree?
Why are you climbing the tree? What good is getting the drone going to do you at this
now? She had a fever. She wasn't thinking straight. Maybe it's like, I need the drone.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if you're going to go with that whole time travel thing, there was episodes of Doctor Who where they play with this better than they did in this film.
Yeah, they just, you set it up, you put it into play, and then you do nothing with it except for that one, like, flash forward in the beginning where you're like, when it's happening again, you're like, okay, so the footage from the video is in fact from her video. So there's a circular thing where the tape that she had is the tape that the guy found. Mm-hmm. So, okay, fair enough, but it's not that scary unless you keep going with it a bit, right?
Yeah.
Like,
The only other reason for the time thing is to establish the whole, it's never going to stop being that night, no matter what your watches say.
Yeah.
You know, once you've slept one night there, after that, once the next night starts, you're there forever. Mm-hmm. Which I'm like, okay, once again, still could have done something more interesting with it.
Yeah. I thought it was cool.
You know, if they would have had, I think...
Fuck you, Herman.
Yeah, you meant me.
I don't know if it would have been too much, but another human element that, like, was threatening the group. Or threatening, whether it's a member of the group or whether it was like another person out there with their own agenda. Like, it leans very heavily on the supernatural, so you have to be scared of that in order to really feel the threat.
And scared of the woods to some extent, which I always grew up wandering through the woods randomly. I probably was a little lucky I didn't get lost myself. I'd just walk into the woods and just go, and eventually end up on a highway somewhere. You're like, huh. All right, I guess I'm going back.
I went camping this last weekend, and I woke up both nights in the middle of the night to go out and pee. And yeah, it looked just like Blair Witch Project. And I don't know where I'm at, you know, got the fuzz in my eyes, and you're just going, you know. Hopefully you're not on your friend's tent.
How do we know you're really Kyle?
What?
How do we know you're really Kyle?
So that's the thing I want to bring up. So in this scenario, which of us would probably die first and live last? I think I would die first because I don't like the woods. Here's the thing. Maybe I would. I'd be like in the middle, maybe, because I would never want to leave anyone. But I would totally just get fucked up and get sucked in the air or whatever.
I'd be like the guy who gets kicked out of the group because trying to scare everybody else, with you.
The only guy who lives is the guy who doesn't go in the first place. Who's like smart enough to go.
True.
I'm just not going to respond to that Facebook invite and just stay home. Yeah,
because I'm the guy who's totally like, what? There's supposed to be a witch in the woods that's killing people? Get the camping gear. I'll be like, it's going to be fine. But they just killed that girl. Cool. I'm going to climb up this tree and see if I can get a better look. Are you crazy?
Maybe.
She got killed on the ground is all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true.
She did. Yeah.